Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Lok Sabha passes historic women's reservation bill providing one-third reservation of seats for women in lower house and state legislative assemblies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanks members of parliament across party lines for voting in support of the bill, asserts Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam will enable greater participation of women in political process. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate first Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show at Greater Noida this morning. UN Chief Antonio Guterres calls upon wealthy nations to take lead in fight against climate change. And at the Asian Games, Indian athletes in action in cricket, rowing, sailing and football at Hangzhou in China today. In women's cricket, quarterfinal match between India and Malaysia underway. And now the news in detail. The Lok Sabha has given its nod to the Constitution 128th Amendment Bill seeking to reserve one-third of the total number of seats for women in lower house and state legislative assemblies. The bill is called Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The bill was passed last evening after a division of vote in which 454 MPs voted in favour of the bill while two MPs against it. Speaker Om Birla announced the eventual passage of the bill in the lower house.
शुद्धि के अध्यधीन मत विभाजन का परिणाम इस प्रकार है हाँ 454 हाँ ना 2 प्रस्ताव संख्या की कुल सदस्य संख्या के बहुमत द्वारा तथा सभा के उपस्थित और मत देने वाले सदस्यों के कम से कम दो तिहाई बहुमत द्वारा पारित हुआ यथा संशोधित विधेयक संविधान के अनुच्छेद 368 के उपबंधों के अनुसार अपेक्षित बहुमत द्वारा पारित हुआ.
The bill was introduced in the Lok Sabha on Tuesday, on the first day of proceedings of the parliament in the new building. Replying to the discussion over the bill, Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the bill will provide greater representation to women in policy making. Speaking on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said women-led development will start with the passage of the Women's Reservation Bill. He said women's empowerment can be a political issue for many parties, but it is not a political issue for the BJP. He said since the formation of this government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, security, dignity and participation of women have been the focus area of the government.
Isme Article 330A aur Article 332A iske madhyam se woman reservation ka provision humne kiya hai samanya category mein SC category mein aur ST category mein vertical reservation dekar ek tihai seaton ko mahilaon ke liye mataon ke liye arakshit karne ka kaam ye samvidhan sanshodhan usko lekar aaye ek tihai seaton ka reservation karna hai to wo seaton kaun tay karega isse koi deri nahi honi hai चुनाव के बाद तुरंत ही जनगणना और डिलिमिटेशन दोनों होंगे और बहुत जल्द ये दिन आएगा कि सदन में एक तिहाई माताएं यहां बैठकर देश के भाग्य को तय करती होंगी.
Women and Child Development Minister Smriti Irani said through Women's Reservation Bill, foundation of a new India is being laid.
संविधान में धर्म के आधार पर आरक्षण वर्जित है. इसलिए मैं आपके माध्यम से महोदय आग्रह करना चाहती हूँ कि ये भारत वो भारत है जहाँ पर आज लोगों के पास व्यवस्थाएं डिजिटली भी पहुँची हैं और इसीलिए हमारे देश के नागरिक जिस प्रकार से विपक्ष भ्रमित करने का प्रयास कर रहा है उस भ्रम में ना फंसे.
Earlier initiating the discussion, senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi said her party supports the legislation. Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said everyone in the House agrees that the bill is a very important step for the women of the country. Dimple Yadav of the Samajwadi Party asked the question of whether the provisions of this bill will be applicable to the Rajya Sabha and the Vidhan Parishads. Chirag Paswan of Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas accused the opposition parties of doing politics on women's reservation bill. BJP MP Nishikant Dubey, Union Minister and Apna Dal MP Anupriya Patel and Jagdambika Pal of BJP also participated in the discussion on the bill. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed delight at the passage of bill in the lower house of parliament with such phenomenal support. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked MPs across party lines who voted in support of the bill. He said the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is a historic legislation which will further boost women empowerment and will enable even greater participation of women in the political process. Expressing happiness over the passage of the Constitution 128th Amendment Bill in the Lok Sabha, Home Minister Amit Shah said it is a historic leap for the nation. Talking to media outside the Parliament, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur expressed hope that the bill will unanimously get passed in the Rajya Sabha and the nation will make history.
जो 27 वर्षों का इंतजार था वो नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में लोकसभा में हुआ। वर्षों तक यही देखते रहे कि राजनीतिक दल महिलाओं के आरक्षण के लिए बिल तो लाने का प्रयास करते थे लेकिन पूरा नहीं करवा पाते। लोकसभा में 454 वोट पक्ष में और दो विरोध में पड़ने से ये पास हो गया है, लेकिन फिर भी मैं कहूंगा सभी राजनीतिक दलों ने इसमें सहयोग किया है, हम उनका धन्यवाद करते हैं।
The Rajya Sabha has unanimously adopted the resolution congratulating the scientists on the success of Chandrayaan 3. It was adopted at the conclusion of the discussion on India's glorious space journey marked by the successful soft landing of Chandrayaan 3. Reading the resolution, Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said, the upper house recognizes and appreciates the scientists, including the women scientists, for achieving this arduous feat with the successful soft landing of Chandrayaan 3 near the unconquered South Pole of the Moon. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the first Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in India Expo Center and Mart in Greater Noida this morning. The trade show will conclude on 25th of this month. Governor Anandibeen Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. Our correspondent has the details.
The five-day event will be held at the India Expo Mart in Knowledge Park, Greater Noida. It is expected to work as a platform for the products, specialities, cuisine and culture of a state to get the international exposure and market opportunities. So far, around 400 participants from more than 60 countries have registered for the event. Over 2,000 exhibitors will showcase their products across a wide spectrum of sectors including automobiles, handicrafts, healthcare, food processing, pharmaceuticals, dairy, electronics and e-commerce. Entry for the general public to the show will be free. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The fourth G20 Infrastructure Working Group meeting under India's presidency is starting in Madhya Pradesh from today. The two-day meeting will be held in Khajuraho. We have a report.
The fourth G20 Infrastructure Working Group meeting would be the last meeting of the Infrastructure Working Group. More than 50 delegates will deliberate on various aspects of the infrastructure investments, including developing infrastructure as an asset class, promoting quality urban infrastructure, infratech, and identifying innovative instruments for mobilizing financial resources for investment towards resilient, sustainable, and inclusive urban infrastructure. The meeting will be hosted and chaired by the Ministry of Finance along with the Australia and Brazil as co-chairs. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
The Indian Air Force and the Jammu and Kashmir government are jointly organizing a two-day air show from today to celebrate 76 years of Jammu and Kashmir's accession into the Indian Union and the Diamond Jubilee of Air Force Station Jammu. We have a report.
The world-renowned teams of Indian Air Force will carry out a display at the Air Force Station Jammu from 9:30 to 11 a.m. This is the first of its kind air show and air awareness campaign to be held at Air Force Station Jammu. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha will be the chief guest for the grand event. The air show will have the world-famous IF Air Warrior Drill Team, AWDT, the Akash Ganga Daredevil Skydiving Team, Surya Kiran Aerobatic Team, SKAT, Mi-17 helicopters and the IF band. The Sukhoi 30 fighter aircraft are also expected to showcase low-level aerobatics and maneuvering. The display will showcase the operational capabilities of the Indian Air Force with an aim to motivate youth to join the elite service, and it will also aim to sensitize the general public the hazards for aviation and how they can assist in aviation safety. This is N. Gulshan Rana from RNU Akashwani Jammu.
The Defense Ministry has said that the Indian Army and the United States Army will co-host a joint military conference in New Delhi from the 25th to the 27th of this month. The chiefs of armies and the delegates of 35 countries will attend the 13th Indo-Pacific Armies Chiefs Conference, the 47th Indo-Pacific Armies Management Seminar, and the 9th Senior Enlisted Leaders Forum. The ministry said it will primarily feature army chiefs and senior level leaders from land forces of the Indo-Pacific region. It added, the conference will allow the exchange of ideas and views on security and contemporary issues. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called upon wealthy nations to take lead in fight against climate change. He asked world leaders to update their efforts to tackle the climate crisis, including setting net zero targets and phasing out fossil fuels. The UN chief was speaking at the one-day climate ambition summit held on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York last night. The Secretary General warned that the world is on track for a 2.8 degrees Celsius temperature rise if global leaders do not take urgent action on climate change. The conference, which comes as the world grapples with devastating floods and fires, is intended to build global momentum towards slashing planet-heating pollution ahead of the UN's COP28 climate summit in Dubai in December. On to sports. At the Asian Games, Indian athletes are in action in several sports disciplines today, including cricket, sailing, rowing and football at Hangzhou in China. In women's cricket, India kicked off its campaign at the event with the quarterfinal match against Malaysia. Put into bat, the women in blue was 64-1 in 5.4 overs when rain stopped the play. Earlier, Malaysia have won the toss and opted to bowl. Indian athletes are also taking part in events of rowing. A 16-member Indian sailing team will take to make waves at the Games. The sailing events, one of the events India has set its medal hopes on, will conclude on 27th of this month. In football, Indian men's team will take on Bangladesh in their second group stage match today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India lost to host China 1-5 in their first group on Tuesday. The Indian women's team will kick off their campaign at the tournament against Chinese Taipei with a group stage match. Though the 19th edition of Asian Games is set to officially kick off from Saturday, some events have already begun. A 108-feet-tall statue of Adi Shankaracharya, a spokesperson of Advait Vedant philosophy, will be inaugurated in Omkareshwar, Madhya Pradesh today. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will also lay the foundation stone for the construction of Ekatma Dham, dedicated to the life and philosophy of Adi Shankaracharya. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav.
Thank you, Anuja. The Lok Sabha scripting history with the passing of a landmark legislation at the front page news on all the dailies today. The Times of India says, Women's quota bill sails through Ellis set to clear Aris today. Amid huge diplomatic conflagration, the Pioneer says, Canada isolated as India roars, while the Hindu writes, India issues a tit-for-tat travel advisory for Canada. Hindustan Times on its front page notes, ISRO aims to revive lander rover during lunar sunrise to meet client needs. Top consulting firms invest big in artificial intelligence solutions as the headlines in the Economic Times. The Indian Express writes, Health Ministry reduces NEET PG 2023 cutoff to zero across all categories. Prime Minister invites Biden to Republic Day chief guest, writes the Tribune. And finally, besides making record-setting followers on social media platforms like X, Facebook and Instagram, a headline in the Statesman cites, PM Modi's WhatsApp channel crosses 1 million followers in one day. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Vaibhav. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha passes historic Women's Reservation Bill providing one-third reservation of seats for women in lower house and state legislative assemblies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanks members of parliament across party lines for voting in support of the bill. Asserts Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam will enable greater participation of women in political process. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate first Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show at Greater Noida this morning. UN Chief Antonio Guterres calls upon wealthy nations to take lead in fight against climate change. And at the Asian Games, Indian athletes in action in cricket, rowing, sailing and football at Hangzhou in China today. In women's cricket, quarter-final match between India and Malaysia underway. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.